Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting second. The center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Anderson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Glenn Vaughn. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. And now, play ball. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Carmel fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Carmel. Spangler scores. Staub goes all the way around to score. Wynn moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. Goss moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Nate Bart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Nottebart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nate Bart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carmel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Carmel reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Nottebohm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebohm is 0 for 1 in the game. Nottebohm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nottebohm moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Coleman. Nottebohm moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it, tags Spangler out, and throws to home to double up Nottebohm, who tagged and tried to score. Vaughn moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hicks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wynn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Goss moves to third. It's 4-1, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nottebardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goss scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Bateman moves to second. It's 5-1, Astros. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Glenn Vaughn. Galen Sisco now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Aspromonte scores. Bateman moves to third. Nottebardt moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. Bob Lillis pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. Bateman scores. Nottebardt moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, Astros. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Grover Powell now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nottebardt scores. Morgan scores. Spangler moves to third. It's 9-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Al Moran. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Grover Powell. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ivan Morel now playing center field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebart covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Nottebart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nottebart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harkness moves to third. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.